You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where we are giving you a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR network. This is episode 35, Lighting and Audio 101, creating a captivating TV talk show experience. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts. And you know, I can add author to that now. I have to update that.
Yes, actually, yes, this is true. And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer, international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted, I'm an author too, by the way. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we're your hosts for this 13-week journey. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at the TVTalkShowFormula.com. And if you want direct live support for your TV talk show, contact us today at TVTalkShowFormula.info.
Yes. Cool. And why are you laughing?
A lot of words.
It is a lot of words.
A lot of words.
We're getting a little giddy here halfway through our more than halfway through our season. That's hard to believe. But we have another quote from Unknown. Do you want to take this one?
Yeah, you know, Unknown's pretty popular. Unknown says, good lighting and audio are the silent storytellers that enhance the narrative.
That was very beautifully said.
That was, right? I was feeling that one.
I could tell. And why is this important? It's important to become a person worth watching by literally becoming seen and heard. And I learned so much about this lighting from you before. I'm so glad, you know, when we jumped in this, because any of you that go back and look at the Influencers Formula videos that are on YouTube that I did with Ben Joya last season, I go back and I look at some and I'm like, oh, Declan should never see these videos. Because I didn't know. We were doing a podcast back then.
Right. You weren't thinking, well, that's a great point. You weren't, it wasn't necessary for that scenario. Well, the audio was, of course, but the lighting or camera, which we're going to talk about in the next framing, the next episode, not as important, but if you're on camera, then there are some basic things, right? And it's literally being seen and heard in the most real way is what we're talking about now. So you know, anyone can produce video these days, as we've showed you earlier on, you know, using your phone. And by the way, we never gave you instructions for lighting, audio, or even camera framing up until now. But we do hope that what you learn in this episode and the next one, that you'll take this and then up level what you're doing on your phone when you're making videos from there. And of course, we're teaching you this now because it's really important when you're doing your TV talk show.
And thank you for saying that. I just want to interject because at the time that I was creating with Ben, the video wasn't the important piece. We were on Zoom because that's how we were communicating. And I was pushing the button because it is nice to have that video piece to it. But when you're putting yourself out there to say, this is a TV talk show, or this is the TV talk show formula, you want the video to be good.
Exactly. Right. You know, and here's the thing too, is you can really go all out on this, on lighting and audio. And again, we're giving you kind of the bare minimum, just enough to take you above the level of total amateur, just so that you have an idea of some things to be concerned about or aware of when it comes to lighting, audio, camera framing, so that you look more professional. And the reason why is it isn't about having this, you know, stellar, beautiful set, which is another thing that you can grow into. It's just so that people aren't distracted by bad audio or dark, you know, shadows on your face, or, you know, improper camera, you know, positioning. So we just want, we want it to be that it's just not a thing people are thinking about for you. And then down the road, you can just take this all to a different level if you really want to do that. But in the beginning, we're just saying, let's just do the bare minimum and get you off the ground. So lighting is our point in this episode. And so very basics of lighting for camera, for video or TV is called three-point lighting. And so all you want to think about is that in general, you have three light sources. And there's the front-facing light, right? So both Donna and I, well, I don't know about Donna because you're outside right now. Mm-hmm. But there's a light in front of us, right? So this is giving us
the sun. Our
right. Oh, and thank you for saying that, because the sun is a great lighting tool for you. It's free lighting. if you're out making a video with your phone, or if you have a position in your home or office that works well, right? And the sun's coming through the window, that can be your front-facing lighting. So bonus, it's free, right? Mm-hmm. But you probably do want to have an actual lighting source, like a light ring or some other type of, you know, light designed for video. Side light. So in my case, I have light coming in. I'm using natural light from the outside for this side of my face, but I do have a light ring, a very small one, on this side of my face, just to balance out. If I turned it off, you would see some shadow here. So I put it on, and it just kind of neutralizes or balances the two sides. And then you have your background light. So again, in this case, I have light coming in out of a window here. Donna has, you know, the sky reflecting light behind her.
Yeah, whitewash. Right.
And in her case, actually, she has a little advanced lighting, because you can see the nice reflection on her hair. So it's making it glistening. You can create that, you know, using lighting in a studio situation. But she's being glamorized, you know, by nature. Who knew, right? So front, side, back lighting are the 3 points of or are what comprise 3 point lighting. At a minimum, you want to have at least two, which would probably be front or side. Sometimes you may choose to have a darker background, and that would be an effect. That would be a choice. Okay.
And when you're talking about that also, I want to just interject, because one thing that I learned, I had a ring light before I knew you. I didn't use it because I didn't know how. And when we first started together, before we recorded anything, we got the lighting right. We got all of that we're talking about in this week right. That the camera height and centered in the frame and the lighting. And what you had taught me that I didn't realize is that sometimes on a ring light, you can turn it around and it's even better. You don't necessarily want the light shining on your face. I didn't know that before. Or you say, like, if it's a white wall, you can use that as a reflection of the light. And I thought that was brilliant.
That's a really great tip. And especially if you're using a ring light for your front light and you're wearing glasses.
Yeah.
There's the reflection, which is one of the biggest things, you know, that people who wear glasses have a problem with. I'm not wearing my glasses on purpose for this reason. This particular setup where I'm at, I'm favoring that I have things behind me that are more pleasing than a blank wall behind me. But in front of me, I don't have a wall close enough to do that lighting trick that you just talked about. But you can turn your light at the wall, and it's going to reflect and give you diffused lighting. Mm-hmm. And you could keep your glasses on, and it's going to not have that same type of glare as the ring light might have. These are all things you can play with. I can blow up the size of the font here. Luckily, that works enough for me. But mm-hmm. So there's a lot more that you can play with lighting. I have this light on to the side of me that gives this effect on the wall, right? I think, oh, that looks kind of cool, but it's not giving me real light that's useful. But it makes this nice look here, right? Mm-hmm. So at least to me, I like it. It makes me happy. So
this is a visual type of an episode that we're doing. I know you're listening to it in the audio, but if you want to see the video, we're on YouTube. IBGR Network is the channel, IBGR Network channel. And you can find it under the TV talk show playlist. You can find the video to this one. I wonder, I'm going to start, I think, linking to the videos on our podcast also. That here first, folks.
Look, we're growing and fine-tuning as we go. No, we always just like blow through these episodes so quickly.
I know.
We want to talk about audio because that's the second part here. So yeah. I love what you talk about with good, better, best, which you mentioned in the previous previous episode. So keeping that in mind with your with all of these things that we're teaching you for equipment, good, better, best is the way to go and at least be at good, right? So audio. We did talk about microphones a little bit before in the previous episode, so I'm not going to go into that too much more. But you want to make sure that you've done some tests with your mic to see how it sounds. So you just record some video, you know, just testing, 1, 2, 3, say whatever you want to say into a video, play it back and notice. This also really comes into play when you're determining where you're going to set yourself up for your broadcast, right? So some like in where I'm at here, there's a little bit less echo than if I'm in a different part of the same room. Mm-hmm. I have a better room with far less echo. However, there's nothing behind me. So
there's some people that'll put a carpet down even. I know I want to keep an eye on the time because we have about a minute and a half left. The big thing to hammer home here is that everything that you do has to always be done with your guests. Make sure your guests have a good microphone. Make sure that, you know, that you are running them through and coaching them on it as well after you get yours on there. I just got signed out of Google. So I don't know where we are. Can you take us home?
Yes. We're going to actually talk about this in future episodes. What happens when things suddenly happen? So here we go. So what we need you to do, what we're inviting you to do is to set up your TV talk show studio, include your 3 points of light and your audio source. So now you're going to pick where in your space, office or home, that you're going to set up your studio, right? This is it. We're getting you there. Take into consideration the time of day, right? What's the lighting at the time of day that you plan for your show to be broadcast, because the light's changing constantly. And we're asking you to just do this now. Take the time to pick your space. Have fun with this. This is actually very fun because you're going to be moving stuff around and trying different things. Record a short video to test the lighting and the sound quality and make any adjustments necessary. So we're going to wrap this up here. If you want more support, remember to go to tvtalkshowformula.info and follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. I'm Declan O'Segara.
I'm Donna Cundy. Thanks for listening.
Ciao.